All right, welcome to the podcast today. I'm solo again. This is Mike. Connor is still on vacation, and we're talking about the will of God, okay? We're talking about how to know and understand the will of God. This is a big question for a lot of Christians, and I think, you know, we tie ourselves up in knots about it. We become pretzel people when it comes to the will of God, and I want to talk about God's directional will today. We talked about God's revelational will, which is His will that is clearly spoken in Scripture. We looked at Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Now, I want to take us to Psalm 38, okay? Psalm 38 is, Psalm 32. Why did I say Psalm 38? I meant Psalm 32. Now, Psalm 32, verse 8, that's what I meant to say. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Now, a lot of people will take that and say, see, God is going to tell me moment by moment what I'm supposed to do, what His will is, and all of that. And this really is where people take things to an extreme, I will say. And they'll take it, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Now, the question comes in, how does He direct your paths, okay? That's the big question. Well, the problem is a lot of people say, well, He's going to do that by telling me exactly what to do, okay? This is where people take it to an extreme. Priscilla Shirer has this 2006 old book called He Speaks to Me. It's very poorly written from a biblical standpoint, at least. I think she meant well, but very deceptive and very, very wrong teaching, okay? Very bad, bad false teaching, okay? It's just a bunch of ideas and conjecture that misleads many people. The idea that she put forth in this book is that God gives you assignments and you need to position yourself to hear those and be working hard and be good and all of that. And while there are many things she says that are commendable and right, it's mixed with so much error. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone unless you're looking at how to easily refute the many errors that it includes. She tells a story in this book where, and this is so common, okay, these are a dime a dozen in the Christian community nowadays. She tells a story about a lady who claimed that God told her to give away the house they were living in to someone else. Now, they didn't own the house. They were using the house as part of a ministry and basically give up the place you're living for someone else to live there, okay? And the lady said that she wrestled with it for over a month, which, by the way, in her understanding, that means she was being very disobedient to God for over a month. But when she and her husband talked about it, they knew they had to do it because God told them. Okay, now that's just ridiculousness. What is wrong, by the way, with saying, you know, I think that this other couple that's going to serve in this ministry at this place should use this house that we've been given to use for so long, you know, they're going to need it more, and they're going to be assuming a position where it warrants getting this place more than us. We're not entitled to it. That's a wise statement, but it's not finding, you know, this word from God where you heard, somehow you just heard something and you have to now do it. The thing is, the Bible is very clear about not adding to the Bible and not making new revelation your aim to find all the time, but that's what a lot of Christians do. I think it's a lazy way to live because they don't want to dig into the Word of God. They just want an easy answer out of the sky. And what happens with the people who say, well, God told us to do it, we've been praying and praying, God told us to do it. Usually they haven't been praying very long, but if they have prayed for a long time, they could have spent some of that time opening up their Bible, okay? That said, how does God direct us in His will or into His will? Okay, well, it's, and no surprise here, it should be no surprise, by His Spirit through His Word, okay, not by hidden secret knowledge. That would be Gnosticism, which is a heresy. Okay? So the idea is, when we think of God's directional will, even when he says something like that in Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. The idea is that you would be, knowing that God is with you always, knowing that he's given you his word, and he's instructing you. Look, it says, he didn't say, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go every single moment as you take one step after another, which is how some people treat God in the Christian life as a commodity, like almost a genie in a bottle. Like, I'm just going to get what I need when I need it. Kind of like the GPS instructions, turn right, turn left, you know, here you're at your destination. It's more taking the macro ideas of Scripture that talk about God's direction, he will direct your paths, and looking at what it says about that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. That should take off the table this idea, well, in my head, I heard him say something, or in my head, I had this impression, or in my head, I had this thought. Because the problem is that's leaning on your own understanding. So if people, you know, if we could just apply these verses in context, we would have so much less confusion and frustration in the Christian life, and we would stop somehow putting something on God that he hasn't said or promised. So we're talking about his directional will, that he will lead and guide and direct and provide and all of that. But he does so in the moment as you are obedient, okay? And the idea is you look back and say, wow, I see with clarity now. But you do feel like you're walking through fog all the time. And that's okay, because you do need to take steps. We walk by faith, not by sight. So we don't get these answers right away. And his directional will is really going in his direction and trusting that he will lead and guide as you live a worshipful, obedient, dependent life. All right? So no more of this. No more of this, hey, I just got this word from God and he told me what I was supposed to do later on today or for the rest of my life. Please see that as a circumventing of the will of God and his directional will. He's revealed his will in the word, in the macro. We are to wisely apply it in the micro details of life. And as we do that, God directs our path. It's like, you get clarity as you go. You don't get all the specifics. The hidden things belong to the Lord our God. We need to remember that and realize that he's the one that can handle all that information. And he is not going to give us information that we don't need. Okay? Like, why would we need to trust him if he was just going to give us something every time we need it? Trusting him is where you don't. We walk by faith, not by sight. And hope that is seen is not hope. So you don't always know until after you've made choices whether or not, you know, you were pleasing or obedient or whatever. I think sometimes we get so hung up on that we need the perfect will of God, because it says the will of God is perfect. Yes, what God wants is perfect. What God brings about is perfect. But when we kind of use the will as a commodity, when it is a directional thing in terms of what pleases God the most. That's what we're being asked to do. Find out what is pleasing to the Lord, as Ephesians 5 says. And understand what the will of the Lord is. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, the will of the Lord is seen in Scripture in the macro and applied in life in the micro details of life. And you see that he directs your life, but he doesn't direct you by giving you all the directions on a list that you, like a treasure map, okay, or like a treasure hunt, okay? It's more like it unfolds as you go. It unfolds as you take steps and walk. And then you can look back and reflect on that, all right? I know that's unsettling for a lot of Christians. I know that pushes against the way that a lot of people have been taught, but we are interested in being taught accurately according to what the Word of God actually teaches. Okay, I'm going to close there, and next time we're going to talk about God's indicative will, and hope you're enjoying this, hope it's helpful, and see you next time on the podcast.